This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the first day of 2018, and it seems like the appropriate time to reflect back on the past year as it relates to agriculture in our area. The growing season started off a little hairy with large amounts of rainfall and a lot of replant corn, as reported in early May by Heath Houck of Montgomery County.
Here on our farm, across the landscape here, we had anywhere from about 5 inches to 6 inches out of the first go-round, and then we had 2 more inches last week, and now it looks like another inch and a half or so predicted for this week. It's not looking too bright. We're looking to actually probably replant all our corn acres that we have, and I know after talking to a few guys this morning, there was a lot of guys that were hopeful last week some of that would make it, and now they're not quite as hopeful. It's looking like a lot of guys, I'm hearing 50 to 75% of the corn acres probably have to be replanted. That's just out of a handful of people I've talked to.
Then the weather turned dry, but Mother Nature and impressive seed genetics helped give us better than expected yields, according to Reagan Weir of CHS in November.
It's went very well. I think it was a fairly safe harvest. We had pretty good weather for harvesting soybeans early, and up until the last week, been very good all fall for that. Corn has went pretty well. It looks like for the most part, it stood really good. Yields were really variable, but overall better than what everybody expected. With corn and beans both, we was getting pretty good kernel counts early in the season, late July. But we was so doggone dry, we was using some pretty low numbers to do our yield estimates. I'd say on corn, we probably beat the corn yield estimates by 20 or 30, most of that due to some of those later rainfalls that came and helped with depth and weight of kernels. And on soybeans, it's all about August rain. I mean, if you can get them set up to where they're flowering well and potting into late July, and we're using a lot more plant health protectants. So if we're doing all those things and we get Mother Nature gives us the rainfall, we're pretty good shape then on them.
2017 brought more obstacles than just the weather for farmers and their families, but all of them that I'm reporting about today had positive outcomes thanks to caring friends and neighbors. The ag industry is a tight-knit community, and it makes me proud to have had the chance to share so many touching stories over the past year. If you'll think back to the month of March, farmers and ranchers in Kansas and other western states were battling terrible wildfires. The damage was horrific, and one local family decided they wanted to help. This report was from Beth Dorsey of Morrow.
We were able to purchase 4,000 T-posts and 135 rolls of barbed wire. And then we had some other odds and ends, but basically we had a full load to take out to this family, and this family was beyond grateful.
In October, a Madison County family lost one of their hog buildings to a fire, and the community came together to host a benefit. Megan Henschen was one of the organizers of the event.
So the Renshings have been in the hog business for over 20 years. Last Tuesday, October 3rd, they had a devastating fire come through and took out a lot of their livestock and their hog barn. The Renshings are the type of family that would give you the shirt off their back, so we're just trying to help them out and get them back on their feet.
Dennis Baker of Macoupin County had a combine fire while he was harvesting corn, and a neighbor stopped and helped prevent the fire from spreading across the whole field.
And I was lucky enough that the neighbor, Kevin Widener's son, was coming down the road with a tillage tool with a turbo till on his tractor, and he pulled right in and asked if I wanted him to go around the combine, and I said sure, and we got him unfolded, and he made numerous trips around the combine and through the field to keep the fire from spreading across the field.
And one farmer I interviewed in 2017 couldn't have said it any better when I asked him why he and a group of guys came together to help a family finish harvest when they learned their son was diagnosed with leukemia. Steve Hine of Litchfield said it's just what you do.
Well, we try to help each other out because we're neighbors, and there's just times that one person can't, when they got struggles, you got to just kind of help them when you can. I mean, if there's a death in the family, or let's say someone gets hurt, you got to pull together help each other out.
Thank you for listening and making my job so rewarding in 2017. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.